We got a message from one of our listeners, Ben, not me, an actual other person named Ben.
There is another person named Ben.
Listen, by the way, sorry, ADD. I have said for years that if there is another person on our staff by the name of Ben, I'm like, good luck, buddy. There can only be one.
You're going to have to change your name.
I'm like, good luck, man, because there's only been one for a long time, so...
Only Daddy gets that name.
say that again, Kelly.
No. Nope. You get it one time.
Only Daddy gets that name.
Only Daddy gets that name. Stop.
What?
With your buttons, quit.
What?
Stop.
What?
Dang it. No, don't. Did I just add another to the long library?
Wait, let's see how well it...
Only Daddy gets that name. Oh, my God. Only Daddy gets that name.
Hey, you want to know the sound Kelly made the first time she saw a man naked?
Only Daddy gets that name.
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Ben. We're not going to get to your situation. Sorry. This show is too ADD.
And Mason, welp, that's listen. Getting clipped. He knows.
What, this?
Only Daddy gets that name. Dang it.
Little do you know, this show actually has a rundown sheet. It has a sheet that we plan things and we sketch things out.
We ignore it.
And we say, look, because we want to make sure that we're not wasting your time with
nonsense. Yeah, we want to plan quality entertainment. Only the Daddy gets that name. Sometimes we completely abandon it. Dang it.
So good.
You don't have to keep that. That really isn't going to, that's not going to come into play. There's not a lot of scenarios that's going to be needed. You don't need that. You can erase that.
Okay.
That's not necessary.
What is your nickname for Michael, your husband?
Stop. Stop it right now. Only Daddy gets that name.
Stop. Is it with a T? Is that what it is?
Oh, Mary Jane says, not a waste of our time. Ben is our hero. No, stop enabling that behavior.
All right. Anyways, sorry. We digress.
Are we going to get to the other Ben's question now?
Remember, there can only be one.
You're right. Daddy gets that name. So fake Ben is saying from Facebook. He's got a question about tipping carry out orders.
All right.
This is a very important question. How much is standard to tip on carry out orders? Should it be expected even if you're not dining in to be served so that the kitchen staff are happy too? Are they even given the tip? What is the protocol? I have one group of friends that says not to tip because you're not dining in, so you pay what you get and the price of the menu items. I feel that I should tip maybe 10% because people work to make our meal, even if we consistently order from the same place and don't tip. Then I've noticed that things get forgotten on the order is wrong or something like that when we get home to eat it. So how do people in the service industry view tips for carry out orders? Mm. From Ben T.
Okay. You know what I have to say about that?
What? Only Daddy gets that name. Just dumb. Stupid. Just what? Dumb.
Let's see. What ridiculous. What hot button can I replace?
You're completely ignoring the subject at hand. We just Ben T's situation out there, the question, and you're now fixated on a stupid button. Oh, Alex says the way she says daddy, that's what makes it the perfect clip. Stop
I know.
It. Stop.
See,
stop.
I've got some gems here. Like, but we don't use you big slut good for you that often. Maybe I could replace that one.
No, you don't replace that one. That has come in handy.
The before. I love wieners.
It's just been a minute. Yeah, you can get rid of that one.
That one comes in handy too. People request it, Kelly.
Oh, I don't think we need to keep that one.
Fergie can't get rid of that one.
Nope, that's too important.
Cat party. Wow.
Why are you not just pressing the buttons?
Because I'm trying to go. I'm trying to like.
Don't just list them. It's really more fun. Thank you. Cat party.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
You have to keep that one. That's just a fun.
You know
song.
What? Maybe I get rid of the cheeseburger song.
Humburger,
because we don't do that one a whole lot.
When the beat drops.
I know. All right, I'm gonna replace that one. There we go.
You literally completely forgot what we were just talking
what
about.
What were we talking about?
Oh my gosh! Daddy gets that name.
Oh I had God. Some things that I needed to take care of.
Wow. The lack of focus is literally
all right, hang on
staggering.
A second. All right. Listen, let's just reset.
Tony can't focus on welding when Kelly's daddy is in my head.
My daddy gets that name.
Oh my God.
Listen, we'll reset. We're
going to reset.
Sorry, fake Ben. We'll reset.
Ben
we'll come back with that coming up next. We're regrouping. We got a message from Ben T, and he had a question about tipping.
Yes. So, again, he just wants to know, do you tip and how much on carryout orders?
I say...
What's the standard?
I usually will do between 5 and 10%.
Okay. That's kind of what he is thinking you should do. Because... he's noticed if you don't, then things start to kind of be missing or forgotten in the orders, or they're wrong. Is that a thing? He's asking the service industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I mean, I realize that they're not necessarily, waiting on your table or something like that. And I don't know. And maybe someone can clue us in. Do the carry out people, the people who get the carry out orders together, are they paid the same rate as others? Or I don't know. But regardless, the service industry is one that I typically will just tip on regardless.
Exactly. Yes. And now, I mean, they make it easy because they turn around and they give you the options.
I'm going to show you I'm going to ask you a couple questions.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I was getting a gift card the other day and, the person checking me out, you know, I had to like go to the establishment to get it. And I was like, yeah, I want 3 gift cards and each of them have, you know, like, $25 a piece on, and they're like, all right, cool. And so they charge me, they ring me up, and they're like, oh yeah, I mean, you don't have to tip. It brought up a thing to like tip.
Oh wow.
And I was like, oh yeah, all right, cool. And so yeah, she was like, yeah, I mean, this is, yeah, you're good. And I was like, okay,
oh wow,
all right, cool.
Well, that was nice.
Well, tipping on a gift card does seem weird.
It does. Yes, but a lot of times, though, people are not going to be like, no, you don't have to.
Yeah.
They'll just see if you do it.
I'm just going to hand this to you, and it's going to ask you a couple questions.
Uh-huh.
So, anyways, I think that's the easy answer is yes, just tip on carryout orders.
Okay, like 5-10%.
I mean, that's what I typically do, but, you know, you do you. So, but I would definitely... reach out.
Better to be safe. That way you'll hopefully get everything that you want.
Yep.
The way you want it.
For sure. All right. Well, hey, thanks for reaching out.